Hey, St. John. Welcome to the Post Sermon Podcast. I am Deaconess Dahlia, and with me today is Pastor Adam.
Hi, Deaconess.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. This is actually Maundy Thursday of Holy Week.
Yeah.
And so we are doing a little bit of a catch-up with our podcasts.
Yeah, we're going to go back to Lent.
Yeah, Lent 5, right?
Yeah, the last Wednesday.
The last Wednesday.
I forget if like the first part of Holy Week counts for Lent or not. I am not. I don't know.
I think starting Palm Sunday, that's just its own week. Like, I don't think it's technically part of Lent. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it is.
It's all made up. But it's a nice way to observe the death and resurrection of Jesus and get ready for it. But I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was saying that out loud, but I was like, maybe it is part of Lent. I don't know. But yeah, like we said, this sermon is from Lent 5. So the sermon series had been the prodigal son.
Yes.
And you had just a really, or at least personally, I thought was a really cool sermon about.
I'm trying to remember it.
Well, it was called Our True Elder Brother.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like how we find Jesus in the parable and who the elder brother should have been to his younger brother. So let me start out with, remind us all about this text that you preached on, the prodigal son.
Well, there was a man and he had two sons, Deaconess.
Do you not want to repeat the parable?
Nah. I think by now we should be
we're just cutting that okay. Part.
I think the bigger thing is with these Wednesday services is what reading gets connected to them. And I connected the prodigal son parable, Luke 15, over to John chapter 7. And you have this interaction between Jesus and his brothers. Yeah, so over in John 7, this is when Jesus observes the Feast of Booths, right? Tabernacles is another word for it. And you get this little dialogue here back and forth between Jesus and his brothers, and John says that his brothers did not even believe in him. And you get language of Jesus, my time has not yet come. I'm not going to go up to the city quite yet. And eventually he does. But I bring this up because I wanted to tie in to the parable of the prodigal with the interaction between the prodigal and the elder brother. How Jesus himself is elder brother in the strained relationship he has with his other earthly brothers. And so that's, you know, I get to that in the sermon, but that's why I brought those together. I thought it'd be interesting to reflect on Jesus as a brother.
And you started out by asking us, where is Jesus in the parable of the prodigal son? Which is a great question to ask us and what we should be asking when we read these different parables.
And it's an honest question. It's one that I've sort of struggled with every time I come across it to preach.
Yeah, because it's not that obvious, right? You think, oh, it's the Father, but isn't that God the Father?
Like, that was because when I asked everyone, like most hands.
Most people said that one, yeah.
Yeah, well, he's the nice one, right?
And he obviously couldn't be the elder brother and not the younger brother. Or, you know, that's, I think, what the thoughts are immediately that we have with that.
Yeah,
that parable.
And even the discussions with Nouwen's book I've had with folks, I had some that were just appreciative that Nouwen would identify Jesus in the younger son, and some that just thought that was in.
Very unsettled by that.
They did not like that idea at all. And that's nice that we don't have to go with Nouwen on all these things, but I appreciate his attempt to find Jesus in all of them, and I'm pretty taken with Nouwen's moves there. Now, going back to preaching the parable, yeah, it's honestly a challenge, and maybe I'm just being a little too annoying, but if you have a God the Father character, if you have a Father character, wouldn't that be God the Father in the parable, right?
I think that would make sense.
And so if you have Jesus, the Son of God, well, why isn't he one of the sons? And unfortunately, neither of these sons is well-regarded by the end of the parable because it just sort of ends. And so I wanted to bring that dilemma before my hearers on this final night as we search for Jesus in the parable. And I wanted to locate him within the elder brother, or a better way to say it is what the elder brother should have been or ought to have been like.
So in your sermon, you had mentioned like when the younger son had returned to his father's home and his father had given him the ring, robe, and shoes, like dressed him well, that was actually the elder brothers. Yes. And that's what the elder brother should have been doing, right? Was sharing that inheritance with his brother. Is that what you would say?
trying to think through the economics of the parable. And as you've talked in our Wednesday sessions here, even on the podcast with Chris Camille, you know, we have to be mindful of our parables and how we use the details and not. But you get this beautiful line from the father at the end of the parable. He's talking to his elder son, "All that is mine is yours." What a beautiful line. But quite literally, that's true, right? The elder son, sorry, the younger son has already taken his share of the inheritance. It had been about a third of the father's wealth and property and all this. And so the remaining two thirds, that belongs to the elder son, or it will belong to him once his father finally dies. That is his inheritance. So economically, that is a very true statement. All that is mine is yours. Which means even the robe that the father puts on the younger son, and the ring, and the shoes, and the fat and calf he killed.
This is a big party, right?
The whole party, all that. Yes, it's the father's presently, but the elder son knows that's mine, or it should be mine. And what are you doing with what is mine? He already took your stuff. He already took what's his. And this gets closer to why was the elder brother so angry? And it's this unwillingness to share his inheritance with his younger brother who has come home. This younger brother who was lost and found. This younger brother who was dead and is now alive. The elder brother does not see his younger brother with the same sort of love and compassion and mercy that the father has. His character just doesn't match his father. Yeah.
How did you get to Jesus then?
To get to Jesus, in a way, it was more just to say that the parable just leaves off. And you want the elder brother to act in a Christ-like way, but you don't actually know what happens. He's left in the darkness. And thankfully, Jesus is not inside this parable, per se, but he is the one literally speaking the parable in real life. He tells this parable to Pharisees who are upset that Jesus is eating with tax collectors and sinners. Jesus tells this parable to call out the character of the Pharisees, and sort of the idea of, we need a true elder brother who actually act faithfully, who actually share his inheritance, who has the mercy and compassion of God the Father. And the Pharisees are not it. Jesus is going to be that real elder brother. And so that's kind of the idea of how do we get to Jesus, is we get to Jesus by leaving the parable and going back to where Jesus is in our world, in our life, incarnate here. And so that's kind of the move that I was trying to make. It's some ideas that didn't make into the sermon reminds me of, was Ezekiel like 34, something like that, where you get Yahweh who's upset with the shepherds who are in charge of the sheep of Israel, and they're doing a terrible job of being shepherds. You know, this be the leaders and all this stuff. And Yahweh says, you know what? I'm just going to come down. I will come down. I will shepherd my people. I will do this. That's what's going on here, is the parables reminding us these Pharisees, the leaders here, the religious leaders, they're not acting with the grace and the mercy that is characteristic of a merciful father. And so he sends his son to actually do what they should have done all along. Jesus really is the elder brother that the parable's looking for.
He is the true elder brother.
He's the true elder brother, yep.
Yeah, and it's, we get this language of Jesus being our elder brother in scripture too.
Yes.
Like outside of this parable.
Right. And that's why I wanted to tie in the John 7 reading that he has strained relationships with his brothers, ancestors, and his family. And by the time he's crucified in John's gospel, you just have Mary at the cross. And he has to entrust his mother to the care of his friend John. And yet when Jesus died on the cross, he did so for his earthly brothers and sisters. And the language of scripture you're talking about, and I love these lines, is from Romans 8. This idea that we have been made co-heirs with Christ. I never thought of those verses this way until going through the study of the parable for Lent. What does it mean to be a co-heir? We actually share in the inheritance of Jesus. He is our brother, and he opens up his treasures. What is his becomes ours. I mean, that sounds like good news to me. And he goes through awful sacrifice and pain so that we may join him in the life of the world to come.
What a great message. Just, I mean, we are recording on Maundy Thursday, and just what the days that we're about to journey together in the services. I mean, that's what we can remember and meditate and reflect on.
Yeah. Yeah. While we are faithless, he is faithful. And that's what we're going to see in these services.
We receive his inheritance of forgiveness and life, salvation, and he receives our sins, right? There's that exchange there. This wraps up the episode for today. Thank you for listening to our discussion. In case you missed the sermon or you'd like to listen to it again, the link to the sermon is in the show notes. You can also find it on our church website, stjohndublin.org. If you, the listener, would like to submit a question about a sermon, please email us at podcast@stjohndublin.org. Thank you, Pastor, for joining me and for feeding us the word this week.
Thanks, Tychicus.
Take care, you guys. Bye.
Bye.